This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome to Home Talk USA. That's right. This is the Invent America part of our show, part of the Home Talk USA radio family. We want to welcome all of you on this very special day. This is our 20th anniversary on this network at the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNlive.com, episode 1067. So we definitely want to thank all of you for tuning in all of these years. But this is a great hour. We're going to have some great fun. We're going to be talking to some inventors, some entrepreneurs. We're going to be kind of walking you through a blueprint that if you have that next great idea, how do you go from the idea to actually getting on a piece of paper, to actually get your prototype, file your patents, all your protection. So that's what we do here this hour. But who better to talk about this than my co-host, the inventor lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton. Rita, how you doing, my girl? It's getting very close to the trade show coming up, huh?
I know. We're so excited. Next week, we will actually have people from ASD Market Week talking about the show. So I'm real excited about that one. All of our guests are going to be related to the show. In fact, the ones we've got on today are related to everything we're doing now before the show is related to the show. So I am real excited about getting that all teed up and talking about it. And yay, we're making history, right?
You got it. But you want to talk about something that's very important that kind of is kind of left out, and that's towards marketing. And I want to talk of what we call in the industry that black hole of marketing. And can you explain that to our audience, what we're talking about and how costly this can actually be to a new inventor if they just don't follow these little simple rules?
It's a matter of, you know, inventors will say, well, I've spent so much money already, and they get to the point now they've got, you know, product, they want to get out there, they want to start talking to people and showing how wonderful it is. And, you know, this black hole of marketing, it can be such a money suck. It's like throwing money down a black hole, and you never know what the return is going to be. So one of the things that we do is we try to help inventors squeeze every ounce out of that dollar that they possibly can. And there's some things that make more sense than others. You're better off going to a professional trade show, hence the reason we're going to ASD Market Week. Your dollar return going to a show and talking to people face-to-face is so much greater than, you know, hiring a marketing team, doing a crowdfunding campaign. All of those, you put money into them, you rarely get to talk to the decision makers. And here at a trade show, you do talk to the decision makers. But, you know, inventors, by the time they get, they don't realize when they're going to, you know, file a patent, get prototypes, maybe get some units made, but they don't realize, Michael, that marketing can be more expensive than everything else put together.
Yeah,
it's scary.
Especially if you decide not to license it out and to manufacture and sell it yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've got people coming up to be on the show that are going to be talking about, you know, I've got 5,000 in a warehouse someplace, and I don't know what to do with them.
Yeah.
And nobody knows I'm there. It's like, you know, that old movie. It's like, build it and they will come. No, they don't, because they don't know you're there.
Yeah, and that's the thing that we try to do to explain that, and another thing, how can I say this and be nice? And I'm a nice person, you know that, Rita. But at the end of the day, let's face it. Let's talk about the marketing part of it. You know, when things are bad, when the economy is off the way it is right now, and we all feel it, the crunch, gas prices, things are high. It's amazing that when things get bad and rough or off, the first thing that a CEO wants to do is cut marketing. First thing, let's cut marketing.
I know.
And that's the last thing. That's the worst thing. And that's what we try to tell them, is that y'all want to market when times are good, but realistically, when times are good, you really maybe need to market a little bit and just keep the name out there. But when things are bad, like now, and I'm not over-exaggerating right now, I'm telling the truth, things are bad. And the first thing they want to do is, well, cut off marketing. And let me tell you, marketing is the key to success or failure of any business. Well, look at Bud.
Exactly.
Look what happened to Bud. Look what's happening now.
Oh, yeah.
It's taken, you know, I'm not trying to get political here, but it's now taking Peyton Manning and Emmitt Smith to bail out Bud Light. I saw the commercial.
What are they going to do when the football season is over?
That's right.
I'm glad they're bringing the Clydesdales back. So,
the point is, you know, they had agenda thing and Bud went in the toilet, you know, but marketing can make you or destroy you. So I know I'm kind of getting off topic here, but all this is related, Rita. All this is related.
It is. Yeah. You know, the two inventors that are on now both have inventory. They are both on the show because they want people to know that they've got inventory. And if you know, out there, you know, we always say it's like support your local inventor, go to their website and buy their product.
Yeah.
Not everybody's going to buy everything, but both of these are really cool products. And I get inventors and say, let me send you one and try one. Let me send you one and you try it. And so it's almost like I'm doing a commercial for them, and it's like, that's okay, because that's what we do on Invent America, is tell people, you know, about those great products that American inventors have taken the time and the energy and the money to make available to them. And, you know, that's what we want to do, is make all of America understand what goes into this. My God, you know, an inventor says they can spend $50,000, they can, you know, do a second mortgage on the house, and the last thing we want is for a really cool product to gather dust in their basement.
That's right.
Let everybody know the cool products that are there.
And you said a good point, and I like to use Guy Woods with Green Products as an example, one of our sponsors of Home Talk. Here's a gentleman that does wood restoration, and nobody knew about his company, and wood restoration products are very, you know, very on demand, a lot of competition. Well, he came on this show, and basically what he did was the audience went down to the box stores, and obviously they wasn't in the box stores. So when he went to the box stores, what you think the store manager is getting the information? They say, you know, who are you? And no, we don't have Green Products wood restoration. So what you think they do? They call in their buyers. You know, the box stores call in their buyers, want to find out about these green products. So now by him inquiring, now they contacted Green Products. Not Green Products is in all the box stores. So what we did was we just created the demand. We got the audience to go to the store looking for the product that ain't there. So they're very smart. They're very smart. You know, they're going to say, well, tell me about this Green Products. Well, where did you learn? Well, it was on this show. Why don't you have it? Well, I'm going to call my buyer right now and find out why I ain't got it.
Yep, that's what we do. That's right.
That's what we do right there. Now, we might as well just shut the show down, right? We don't have to do this anymore.
No, we've got two that we've got to brag about. So, anyway.
All right, we're going to take a short break right here. You're listening to Home Talk USA right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. This is the Event America part of our show. And me and the Inventilator, Rita Crompton, we're going to come back with our first guests and our first topic. Yahee! Y'all stay with us now.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country. Home Talk USA with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
All right, welcome back to the only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. All right, Rita, who's our next guest?
Our next guest is Leland Black. He's from Utah, and he has invented a product now where it's almost like your plants can talk to the dripper and say, feed me now and give me my water. Leland, I think you go by Lee, correct?
That's correct, yes.
All right, Lee, tell our listeners about the Eco Dripper and why it is so unique that it actually the plants can actually talk to it.
Yeah, okay. Well, I had this idea one day that, you know what, if plants pull water out of the soil, they've had to got a lot of suction going on. They've somehow got to be pulling that water straight sideways or up. So I came up with a product that has, it's kind of designed like your dog watering device. It has a pond inside of it, and you put a water bottle on it, you screw it on there, and it keeps the pond full inside my Eco Dripper. And then when the plants start to absorb water out of the soil, they have just as much suction as a vacuum cleaner, I come to find out from a guy from California, the water department, and he says it does it in pulsing. So he says, you figured out how to make it work. And what happens with my device is when those plants start to pulse and pull water, it'll actually pull out of my pond. It has to pull it straight up, over, and back down in the soil. So my device is not a gravity flow device. It is a pressure-fed or suction-fed device. So now your plant, when it's thirsty, it will literally start to pull water out of the soil, and then my water will come out of my device. And so they start to depend upon that water. And so now there's no more overwatering or underwatering your plants. Your plant will literally take only what it needs.
That is so cool because, you know, you some people have the succulents. They don't need as much water. Then you've got something else. It needs a whole bunch of water.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ask your husband to water them, he just waters it until it pours out of the bottom.
Right. Or you have that let's go watering Wednesday, you know, and we come to find out that the more you water your plants, that you're stunting the growth of that plant. And most of the people using my Eco Dripper told me that they were stunting the growth of their plants. And they says now they're using it, they see so much growth on that thing. Every stem has a new start. It's just, and it's using half the water they thought it would. So
it's been
an amazing product.
Give everybody your website, because I know they're going to want to get some of these, more than one.
Oh, you're going to love this. They work great. It is ecodripper.com.
Very easy, and we'll have it posted, yes.
Yeah, ecodripper, ecodripper.com, ecodripper.com. And I only have, you know, I have other products on there that you can hide your Eco Dripper bottle in the plant. They're on there. I got an organic food in there. It's really awesome because people asked about what kind of plant food you can put in there. I've supplied that. So everything you need is on there that your plant will have everything. So I'm making it so everybody can have a green thumb, even children. It's
really
exciting.
I was just going to say, it's like, oh, my goodness, my thumb is, I can already feel it turning more green because it tends to be pretty yellow. So tell us about the marketing. How do you get the word out there that people, so people know how to find you?
Okay. So what we've been doing is we first started trying social marketing. So, you know, getting on the internet, found a company doing products that helped you out to grow. And the way we've been really making it work is through IFA here in Utah. And we're getting in with Ace Hardware. So I'm in with a few Ace Hardwares, but it's been a long road, and we're just about ready to get our Ace Hardware vendor number so we can go to the big shows and push our product. And that has been the hardest thing is sales, is How do you get out there with your product that people can see it? So we got a good standing online, but how do you direct sales to that? And so another lead we're going after is Amazon. Even though they do take 40% of your sale, it's a good start. Most people say, I start my company somewhere, and Amazon's where I started it. So that's what we did.
Yep, you got to start someplace. So you are going to ASD Market Week with us.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Absolutely.
So, tell us what you, I mean, you know, we always look at a show because you get to meet people, but you get to meet the buyers, you get to walk around, you get to talk to people. That one-on-one with the people who represent hundreds of consumers is a really mm-hmm. good opportunity. And so we're looking forward to having you there. And so tell us a little bit about, how did you find us?
Well, I was actually got on LinkedIn and put my name out there, and I actually got an invitation from you to connect. And so I looked up your profile, and I was amazed at what you can do and the help you have. And I was quite I was like, this is the lady I need to see. This is who I've been looking for all this time. So I hurried and called you right there, and that's where I'm at today, is here on the radio with you. So it's, I just thank Heavenly Father for it.
Well, we are looking forward to having you at the show. Looking forward to having you on for different topics, for the Eco Dripper. When, you know, one of the things that we look at on Invent America is being able to help other inventors understand the pathway. And so when we have a topic that's relevant, but we're also looking at helping you so that you can send out the message and Americans support American inventors by going and buying the products and going to your website.
Yeah, and see, and that's what we got, is this is all American made with recycled plastics. That's the fun part about it. And it's assembled it's all assembled by people in the home, too. I'm going after cottage work, people that can't go out and work in the industry. And I'm giving it to where if they assemble these things together, they can make an average of $20-$30 an hour putting these together, you know? And I'm like, there you go. Now you can pay your bills by just doing something simple, and we're all helping each other out. And that's what our goal in this company is to support cottage work. And that's where we started building it. So
that's wonderful. That's wonderful. I want to congratulate you, and we want to be able to do whatever we can do to help get the word out. So we'll be doing some video with you that we can post on our different streaming platforms and let everybody know where they can go and find Eco Dripper and all of the other products that you sell that you know, help promote plant safety and health and growth and everything. So thank you so much for being
all
on.
Right.
And we look forward to having you at the show with us.
Again, thank you so much again, Leland, okay?
Thank you. Yeah, you bet.
All right, that was Leland Black with Eco Dripper. All right, we're going to have to take a short break. We're going to be back with some more guests, more topics right here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. We'll be right back. Right, Rita?
Yes, sir.